Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop Mix and Match Week. Mix and match, mix them, hey, call it whatever the fuck you want to call it. We drinking, that's all shuffling. We shuffling or whatever. You know, you shucking and jiving, just like them ghetto bots. You know, just, you know, shit.
Yo, baby, yo, I got a gold tooth right here. Some fuck, I got buck eyes and lips.
I got gold chain. Yeah.
Shit, yo, and I'ma bust a cap in your ass. I'm talking like that, you know.
That's character death.
That's right.
That's character death right there.
Oh, but man, nothing like my. I was watching Six Underground last night. I was like, yeah, Michael Bay, it's fine. You know, he had no strings attached.
No strings.
Yeah, whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, oh, that's Sean singing the theme song.
That was the most incoherent shit I've ever seen. But I watched it too. I fucking loved it.
I watched it too. I think it's the greatest thing I've ever fucking seen.
That shit was insane.
It's brilliant.
It made no sense. It made no sense. Editing was all over the fucking place, but I loved it.
We have a newfound love of, what did it happen last year? Michael Bay.
That's not new.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I mean,
last 3-4 years.
It's actually been. I forgot how long it's been or whatever. But yeah, because, you know, before in the beginning, we used to hate his fucking transform. Then only to realize it's
we got
like,
light. We're like, wait a second.
These movies are fucking brilliant. Yes. Okay. They are genius, whatever. I mean, Michael Bay's the GOAT.
Yes.
Okay. And you know, when I watched that, when I found out you made a new movie, I was like, oh, hell no, I gotta watch it. I don't know how the fuck I gotta find a way to watch. I gotta watch this, whatever. I sat there with a smile. A tear fell from my eye, Cody. And not like Paranormal Activity.
That shit opens up with an 8-minute car. It's, I guess it's probably longer than 8 minutes.
You know, it's 8 months. It's like fucking 15 yeah, like, minutes.
Yeah, I was like, this shit gonna end? Like, I hope it doesn't. That shit, they didn't give a fuck. They were running over everybody.
It was like a, what was the, Quantum of Solace? But like,
yeah,
I don't know how to hang. But not like,
Coherent?
Yeah. Because in that chase, in the bomb one, I knew what was going on.
Yeah, you can see what happened.
This one,
it was talking. This girl was shot in the back. Like, how the fuck that happened?
It was like that third Transformers film when fucking Optimus and them was chasing that giant ass robot. And they were talking about, we don't want the civilians to know about this. It was like, wait, what?
Wait a second. It must blend in.
This giant ass robot was rolling down the streets of Tokyo, and they talking about, yeah, we can't let nobody know about this. And then they had a big ass war. Remember that big ass Warcraft and Optimus fly?
Yes.
He's like, I'll take care of this.
Oh, wait, he could fly this whole time? Where the fuck that come from? This
motherfucker had a parachute or whatever, with a glider. He was like, wait a minute, I need that flight tech. I love that, man.
Oh, yeah. Six Underground, people, check that shit
out.
Yeah,
check it. It's the greatest movie. Best of the year.
Yeah.
It's the best of the year.
I thought, okay, Jim, I thought that was best of the year. Like, nope,
nah,
Six Underground.
Nah, ain't got shit. No. Six Underground, whatever. It's the great. Michael Bay is the guy. I'm the godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Yeah, and this is the main show here, the mix and match week, whatever, and stuff. That just gave a little quote about Samoans or something like that. Yeah, I saw that.
That flashed, like, super quick.
It really did. Shit. It went right back to alcohol when I said, we were doing a mix and match drink, when he's like, oh, you want alcohol, huh?
Remember that jump scare in Spider-Man where Norman Osborn was talking to me and never happened last night. That shit reminded me of.
Fucking bully. Oh, man. What was that? And then they're going to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
You need not worry yourself. I was like, what the fuck just happened right now? Was Peter dreaming? Oh, that's a hell of a goddamn dream right there to be having shit like that. And, you know, you can't knock the William Dafoe, the greatest.
No, that's probably the best villain performance ever. Yes,
it's really fucking. I mean,
out am I?
That motherfucker was menacing.
I was talking to him. Stop. He talks about mass.
But I love Out of the Mask too, when William Dafoe's just like, you turn around, but wait a minute. And he throws the glass. Yeah. He's just like, what if we take him, join us? Think of the possibility. And then just, they chill in the mirror, and then this William Dafoe's looking scared. He's like, help me. Okay, I'm just like,
Tell me how.
Whatever. The Hot Osborn. And he said Devil's Mouth.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. This is like world-class acting.
Really? Fucking right.
This is before they had all these special effects of doing like, you know, de-aging and making doubles like they did in that movie with Tom Hardy, the Legend or whatever and stuff, or Social Network and stuff. Nah, it's just William Dafoe and a mirror.
That's it.
That's all you fucking need. It. And this motherfucker puts on a Broadway.
One man show.
That was a Broadway one stage show. Because they do that shit on Broadway all the time. That literally was a Broadway. That motherfucker took that like, oh, I know what to do here. Yeah, my little eyebrows that look devil and shit. Like. I mean, he's two steps away from just like that twirling mustache, which was fucking fantastic for that film, though, whatever and shit. And him and that. Peter, don't tell him. Just. Fuck says that in age, right? Age perfectly. Okay, it's hilarious. It's great. Whatever shit. It goes. That Spider-Man goes really. That the first one goes really well with that Venom movie. Yep. You put them two together and whatever, you'd be like, I see why they did these now. I see. Yes, it makes perfect sense now. Well, we're not here to talk about the greatness of. No, fuck that. Yeah, we are. We're talking about Palpatine. He's coming back. Everything is foreseen. Okay, you remember in episode fucking 3? First of all, this motherfucker, when he turns for the first time into the ghoulish looking creature and shit, did you notice the motherfucker had hair and all this other shit, and he looks still youthful? By the end of that movie, that motherfucker looked like the Palpatine from the 1978 movie. Okay, like, it was like,
it's that progression, baby.
What just happened in this past hour that you went from this to that? Because I remember when Anakin was on his knees, he was fucking twitching and shit, whatever. I don't know what the fuck he was on, some speed ecstasy. I'm not, that motherfucker was like, tell me how. He's getting from William Dafoe. But terribly. But really bad or whatever and awful. He's like, oh, good. Yes. We must meet the brothers in Mustafar system. Whatever. I mean, you know how bad it is that people talk about how great those movies are. And only for the biggest villain of the galaxy to be thrown down a shaft.
Got a goddamn shaft.
To be killed. And that saves the rebellion and stops the whole war. Yep. It's like, wow. So you mean tell me all somebody had to do is pick his ass up and just
goddamn throw trash him? Wow.
So the most powerful Sith Lord of all time.
Probably the galaxy.
What the fuck? Okay. Anyway, the most powerful being, you just had to pick his ass up. So Father Time was his, he just couldn't move out of the way or nothing like that.
I guess Force powers can be Father Time, apparently.
Motherfucker glided down like he was Iron Man. That motherfucker threw me down here or whatever, I'll show him. I'll show the Jedi. Yeah. I mean, just talk about, like, you want to talk about William Dafoe, Michael Bay or whatever. I want to see that. I want to just see Palpatine and William Dafoe as Green Goblin, directed by Michael Bay, in a 1 hour short film.
Yes.
Sitting in an apartment hotel in New York. That's Palpatine believes it's still the Death Star.
I love it.
Well, I love it. Green Goblin is still talking about.
Put it on Disney Plus.
Thank you. Yes, put it there. Yes. And you can take my money, even though you already have it.
Yes.
But you can take more of it. Yeah,
I'll pay extra for that.
I'd pay you $30 for that. I'd pay $30 for half a year, whatever, if you gave me that right there. I would watch that shit left and right. And I want that to be a series. I want it to be like that anime thing of how it should have ended, where Batman and Superman and the same. I want them two to be the leads and just random.
So it's like a villain pub sort of thing?
Yeah, there we go. And then random characters just come in room two, whatever, in the apartment. They think it's somewhere else. And then they just have a chat for a while, whatever. And it's just the craziest shit.
And they try to make sense of what they're talking about.
Exactly.
And they just, like, give up. Leave the fucking apartment. Like,
I want to see this happen.
Two motherfuckers talking.
I want the two ghetto bots to get up in there somehow, whatever. Shit. Yeah, yo, babe, what y'all doing in here? Whatever.
What y'all talking about, babe?
What are these niggerish? And then he cracks that smile.
Yeah.
They can be easily deceptive. But they're too goddamn coonish. For my liking. And then you see the shot that William Dafoe's doing this. I grin.
He's like, join me.
Slaps him on the head.
You ain't.
Sam Raimi's genius for that scene. I gotta tell you, because remember when I saw this scene, I was like, "Oh man, he's gonna kill Spider-Man right here." He's like, "Nah, he's gonna chill for him." Be like,
"Hanging out,
me and you." You know, it's like, it's almost like William Dafoe just completely broke character.
He'd be the best wingman.
Straight up, was he just became Matthew McConaughey? He leaned up on that thing. Yeah. And was like, because he was all hunched down because he was on that glider all the time, but he stood up straight. Yeah. He's like, "Look here, me and you, man.
You know, fuck all the bullshit.
Let me just tell you right now. You know, Toby putting that, he's like, I'm drugged and shit. He's like, wait a minute, hold on, what are you talking about right now? It might as well have been Bill Cosby and a victim. Yeah, that's what it might as well
have been. Might as well have been. Monologuing.
Which, by the way, he's in jail and Harvey Weinstein's still walking. How'd that work out?
That makes no fucking sense. How are we talking about that plant? Have you seen that motherfucker on that walker? Get your ass up. Stop it.
I got a notification on my phone about that motherfucker paying, not even him paying it, the Weinstein studio paying the alleged victim, was it $7 million or something like that, and he gets no jail time or something. And I was just like, all is perfectly balanced, as I said, we said 2 years ago. I said, that motherfucker is not going to get in trouble. He didn't have to pay a dime, and he's still roaming the streets.
Yep.
Wait for that vindication story 2 years from now where he's like, we'd like to see a fallen hero rise from the ashes or whatever. And people will be sucking his dick once again or whatever. Shit. Literally and physically. but that's just how it works.
That's just the way
it works. You make me white and make me some money.
Cookie crumbles, as they say.
I had my mother playing that South Park game. The one where you fractured truth or whatever. And she had to, I made her start all over. You had to build her character and stuff. And she's like, what the fuck is that? That shit was hilarious. The look on her face. I was sitting there smiling this whole time or whatever. And my sister and her was just sitting there. And they was, she was like, what the fuck is this? What is this? Or whatever. I said, just pick the color you want to be. like, you're building your character. Just pick the color you want to be. She said, why does it say hard when you go to the dark color? She said, it just finally dawned on her. She said, what kind of racist shit is this? I said, it's brilliant, isn't it? She said, so wait a minute. If I pick a darker color character, that means the game is harder? I said, just like life, mother. Just like life. But you wouldn't know nothing about that with your fair skin. Right? But you know. She said, fuck this game. She said, I don't like being told the truth. I said, well, shit happens, mother. Truth hurts. That shit was hilarious. I'd like to do like a screening of that game. Just have random, like, old. What they do, like, old people watch something or whatever.
Yeah,
stuff
like that. BuzzFeed little thing. Yeah,
I'd like to get adults and shit just come in. Just black people, mainly, or whatever. Or, and white too, actually, whatever. Yeah. Just see the reaction they face. Because they're probably smiling like, I like this game, whatever. Get some Trump supporters in there, whatever, stuff like that. Get like all the little red hats, whatever, and they'd be like, goddamn right, the game's speaking the truth to me or whatever. Anyway, though, people, we are on a time limit anyway. Because, you know, we got that 55-minute countdown.
That was money.
Yeah, time. I love it. I love it because we just, we caught it right on time last week.
I was watching. I was like, right there.
I don't know how we did that.
Yeah, we're going to do it today, too.
Yeah, we're going to do it today, too, because today is something special. Let me tell you about what we have in here on the show today, people. So it's Mix and Match Week, the last one of the year, whatever and stuff, you know.
Give a Birdman on.
Yeah. Put some respect on your bottle right there, Cody. Did you sign that bottle?
I should.
Yeah, there was a marker. Look, we only drink from bottles. Real quick, we only drink from bottles we sign.
Yes.
Not that I have an ego or anything like that. No. Should have seen me yesterday after that was done. I started calling breweries.
Like, nobody can tell you shit.
No. I started calling breweries and everything. I was just like, hey, look here, I do a podcast. And I got a man, he's a godfather of beer. That's all, you know. But nothing big deal. But anyway, how would you like us to come in and sign your bottles? Yeah. How about that? Hello? Oh, I must got bad perception here. Goddamn AT&T. Shit. Anyway, they'll call me back. Yeah. You know, I was doing it in front of people, too. Mm-hmm. They'll call me back, you know. Just a minor glitch in the phone system. Yes, you know. Yeah. They FaceTime wasn't working. They deep in those breweries making
they busy right now.
Grinding the coffee beans and the chocolate and all that stuff. And, you know, the machines going off and the barrels and those, you know, just all kind of shit. Marshmallow truffles. Ugh. Actually, that sounds delicious.
I don't know.
You know, I'm lactose. I ate some cheese the other day. I was throwing up all.
You were throwing up?
That Friday night. I was throwing up like a motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Like a mother. And it was like some gooey white cheese, too. I didn't even know it was cheese. I thought it was just some little sprinkled toppings on this fucking thing. But nah, it was all up in the sauce.
Fried cheese.
It was all up in the sauce and everything, dude. It was meatballs. I've never seen people throw cheese on meatballs.
Yeah, that's kind of unusual. This is like a sub or some shit.
So I grabbed that motherfucker, whatever. I was like, ooh, turkey meatball, whatever. I took a bite of that, and you could taste all that cheese. And then the person I was with stirred up the little pot, whatever, and stuff, and it was like, look at all this. I was like, oh my God, they mixed this shit with you. And I just looked at it and I was just like, oh boy.
I was done.
Oh boy. You get that rumbling in your stomach, whatever, and then you start feeling, you're just like, I must have like stayed in the bathroom with my head down, and everyone's just like
Fred Sanford and shit.
Yeah.
On Aunt Elizabeth.
And then next thing you know, I just threw that shit up, whatever. So we got 1792 Bottled and Bond here. High Time Wine. Excuse me. Their single barrel select store pick. We got some...
It's Bourbon County, but not just any Bourbon County. You know, they do a few variants each year. Mm-hmm. So this is the Café de Olla version of Bourbon County.
Would you say the goose is loose? The
goose is loose, baby.
Oh, man. Shit. Well, he's loose then. He's ready to be drink then, whatever, upon myself here.
You can't tame it. I only hope to contain it.
So this is a heavily bourbon influenced mix and match right
only
now.
Only makes sense.
It is bourbon season still, so might as well go ahead and make sense. Might as well wrap this year up with some bourbon and Cody, let's go ahead and pour those, whatever, because I can see the tears of that bottle just dripping, whatever. Ooh,
there you go.
It was like a Sprite can back in the day when LeBron.
So this variant Bourbon County is Asian bourbon barrels, obviously, with coffee, cassia bark, orange peel, and vanilla sugar.
Yeah, maybe that coffee will wake me up.
Maybe. Dude. We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. You saw that little smoke cloud just evaporate right away or whatever?
Yeah, it has some decent carbonation on it.
It knew that it was in the hands of a bottle signer.
Of a god.
Yeah. That's right, people. I bottle sign you. You know, you can book me anytime you'd like, whatever, and stuff, you know. Yeah, that's really good, yeah. Yep, heavily on the coffee. Oh, watch your phone. Oh, no.
That's all right.
I thought that was a water drink. I was like, I didn't see that. I was like, oh, shit.
Man, top you off a little bit.
Top me off right there, sir.
Yeah. A little long.
So
what you get on the nose so far?
Oh, you get that hazelnut. You get some coffee or whatever. Right. You know, a lot of the dark chocolate areas, whatever. I don't mean just chocolate in general. I mean anything like you know that's dark, roasted dark nuts. You get some hazel.
It smells very fudgy.
It's very fudgy. Whatever.
Dark fudge, definitely coffee.
Dark hazelnut, some chocolate or whatever.
It smells delicious.
Dark coffee beans, whatever. Grind them bad boys up right there. You know. Excuse me, damn, we both choking up here.
Yeah,
shit. It's because we crying, all that laughter, you know. Michael Bay gets us so choked up, you know.
That he does.
So I went Christmas shopping yesterday. Mm-hmm. Man, I knew where I was getting. That's the thing about being a guy. You ain't browsing. You know what the fuck you grabbing. You get the fuck out, whatever.
That's it, yeah. You got time to waste.
The only thing the person I don't order stuff for online is my mother. I go pick her stuff up. I pre-order that shit. You know, you go to her stores, whatever. You get that stuff. You pick it up. I must have lost my goddamn mind on spending yesterday. This morning after I ordered some shit, whatever, for I probably shouldn't say because you're probably listening or whatever. I got a call from my bank and they said, you went over your limit that you said, first it was the suspicious activity thing or whatever. And I was like, yeah, run down that list with me then, whatever. Okay. That was me. I don't recall doing that, but I'm sure that was me. That sounds like me. So, yeah, I don't recall doing that at all, but yeah, that definitely was me then, whatever. It's in my area, so it must have been me. So, I highly doubt I got robbed by somebody that's down the street, so that was me. And then it was just like, oh, so these are all you then? Oh, well, you went over your spending limit that you set for there. Would you like to change that limit? And I was just like, No. I don't think we should do that.
Probably not.
Yeah. Let's keep it that way, and you called at a good time. They said, oh, good, then we'll just cut this card off, whatever, and we'll send you a new one. I was like, wait, hold on. Oh, hey, where'd you go? Hello? Trish. Card call back. Our current operators are busy. What? Hold on. I just got the phone. Wait a minute. I need to access my funds, baby. Banks are closed on a Sunday. Wait, hold on. You mean tell me what I got in my pockets, what I'm going to have for all day today?
That's it.
Oh, shit, baby. So I can't buy nothing today? Mama, what you mean? So I was very disappointed in that or whatever, sometimes people, you just got to let the people tell you no.
Don't do it. Stop.
I've never been...
Stop while you're
ahead. I mean, I get told no a lot, and it's usually by women. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, kind of, hey, you want to go out with me? Oh, no. Whatever. You know, oh, okay, whatever. Hey, how would you like to... No. Hey, how about we do... No. How come we... No. Why are you so... No. Okay. Nah. All right. Well, all right. Anyway, whatever. Hey, would you ever... No, hell no. Oh, okay. All right. Well, okay. Would you like to have a... No, whatever. Would you like to join my podcast? No.
No. No.
Oh, okay. No. I just want you to be on the podcast.
And the next answer is no.
Yeah, okay. No, no, and God, fuck no. Yes, yes. I would rather fuck a homeless dude than have to talk to you. And I was like, I understand completely. Oh, there go the ice cream man.
Yeah, he's out.
Oh, that lovely ice cream man. That motherfucker fucked me with cheese. On them chili Fritos, man. Oh,
damn. Did it again?
Yeah. I can't resist chili Fritos, man. That's mine.
I haven't had that in ages.
Yeah, I grew up on that shit, dude. Yeah. That's just the things, whatever. Cheers,
cheers. Bro. I'm getting more of the bark, by the way, before it opens up.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You get the bark definitely on the taste right there.
Interesting. Oh.
Oh, man, that coffee green is just all over that. Mm.
That's rich as fuck.
Coffee chocolate.
Yeah.
No, it's heavily,
it's
though.
Definitely. It's super fudgy.
Dark chocolate. Yeah. Hell. And, like, with that that hazel is like, it's like if I blew it in your face, you'd be like, ooh, what kind of coffee you had? I'd be like, I had beer.
Yeah, you get the bark, get that fudge. I don't get a lot of that orange peel at all. The sugar, not really getting that. I'm not really familiar with vanilla sugar, so I don't know.
The orange bark, if it is that, I think it's at the tip.
Well, it's like really slight orange peel.
Yeah, that orange peel is like really at the slight tip of the tongue, whatever. But
maybe at the back end, like it's slightly. It's like a bitter note. Maybe that's what that is.
I think the bitter. Well, either it's going to be that because it's got to be the. Well, then that's just the peel, though. Whatever. But I don't know. Yeah. But the orange bitterness, right there, or the bitterness of it, I think maybe that probably blocks away the orange just a little bit because it's there, but it's so faint that I can't tell if it's that or something else or whatever. But either way, it's...
You know, my only knock against this is that all the other stuff is kind of hiding the bourbon character.
Yeah. I would agree with that, too, because the bourbon should actually stick out on these. Mm-hmm. And, oh, definitely on that pour. That's just not there now.
Yeah, this is really good. Mm-hmm. I just wish it had more bourbon character, which is funny because it's fucking Bourbon County.
Yeah, and it tastes nothing like a regular bourbon character.
It shouldn't taste like regular Bourbon County, but it should still have some characteristics of a Bourbon County.
This tastes like diabetes. It tastes like diabetes. Diabetes in a bottle, baby.
This will make a hell of a beer float.
Yeah. Like actually think you could pour this in a lot of desserts, to be honest. Oh, yeah. If you were baking like a cake or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Chocolate mousse cake or something.
Brownies,
some muffins or whatever. Mm-hmm. You probably have to put light pours on the muffins there or whatever. That's where the last bite comes in or whatever. Mm-hmm. And tells us that because... we don't know what the fuck we doing when it comes to that kind of shit. So
we do not.
Yes, I
That's
do.
That's what the experts is for.
Exactly.
We're experts in craft beer and whiskey.
Yeah, so I don't turn on stoves because, well, I don't know how. So,
what is this knob right here?
Yeah, exactly. What does that knob do with it? What's these numbers on there like that? Come on, what is that?
So fire comes out that thing? Oh, shit.
That's too hot. It's only on 500. Is that too hot? I don't know how hot that is, whatever stuff. Stick your head in there. Why would I do that? I'm not food or whatever stuff. I would assume food needs to be cooked right away, whatever. I mean, I don't get it, whatever. Follow the instruction. You want me to read now? Jesus Christ.
Well, I definitely have it.
This is a lot of details.
That's a lot of work.
Cooking you want me to do, whatever.
Some shit I just need to eat.
Jesus. Man. So we need the last bite to chime in on that one because I'm not touching that with a 40-foot inch or about a 7/5 meter of bottleware. Hell yeah. Yeah, the alcohol notes are just, they're gone, but this is not a beer to be drinking back-to-back rotation because you will get fucked up.
Oh, no, this is a sipper right here.
Yeah, because
it is super rich in flavor. Like, really rich.
And at the same time, I could see not average craft beer drinkers not liking this, too.
Yeah. It's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beast of beer.
And I think they would think this is too bitter for them. Too fudgy, too whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because they're used to drinking shit.
Yeah. So, no, this would be way too much for them.
They're not used to drinking all these characteristics.
I mean, bourbon barrel-aged beers in general are too much, but this one, yeah, this is...
I had a funny-ass story at this party yesterday. We were talking alcohol, because I brought like 3 bottles. I brought some 4 Roses Private Select Barrel. I forgot the other 2 bottles. I left them all there, though, so you can have these shits. And we were talking whiskey, and then this motherfucker pulls out a bucket of miniature fireball shots, whatever and stuff. And I just looked at that and was like, yeah, I'm not drinking that shit, whatever, okay? And they was like, well, I said, didn't we establish this last year that we've been doing this for almost a decade just because we realized we were just fucking with each other. And then last year we realized we don't actually like this shit. We just been fucking with each other, drink these, whatever. And he just looked at me and just said, well, I'm still fucking with y'all and whatever. So I was just like, well, then that's you. And then this one new guy, I guess we met or whatever and stuff like that. And he was just like trying to explain. I said, I don't do flavored whiskey because it tastes like shit, right? And I said, and that's the worst one of them all.
Shit, pretty much flavored anything, really.
And I could tell because he was looking at the bottle. He was like trying to tell me, like, but let me tell you. And I said, no, let me cut you off right now.
You're going to tell me shit. Let me
cut you off. I said, first of all, and this is where I really got high into my whiskey and shit. I said, first of all, if you mix anything on a flavor with whiskey or whatever, you can suck my dick or whatever shit like that, okay? I said, that's a detriment to whiskey. Why the fuck would I take something that's supposed to be as powerful and potent as whiskey and mix that shit with some fucking vanilla or some cinnamon or some shit like that, whatever? You diluting the fuck. Well, I said, why don't you just fucking drink vodka then? Huh? Why don't you just drink that? Because that's what it mixes
with. Oh, goddamn cocktail.
You drink that then or whatever, but don't drink that shit. Whatever. He was like, fair enough, whatever. I was like, you goddamn right.
Fair enough. Yeah, shit.
Goddamn right, fair enough. And then I started talking more about whiskey or whatever and stuff. And then this one guy, good friend of mine, whatever, he just said, I wouldn't say good friend, I only see him like twice a year or whatever, but you should do a podcast, man, about alcohol. And I just said, I did that green guy. My friend. I said, find me on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, whatever your podcast platforms or whatever. So I didn't know you listened to podcasts. I didn't even know you knew what a podcast was, actually, to be honest, whatever. And so why don't you and the wife, you on the drive home back to Huntington Beach, you go ahead and pop in The Last Drop or whatever. Here, let me send you a link real quick. I'll text that to you right now, whatever and stuff. And because he's not on the social media thing, so he don't know any of that.
He knows a loop.
Yeah, so he didn't know that, whatever. So he gives a pass like that, whatever. But you know, I love it, the fact that, you know, we just slide that on and just be like, yeah. And he was like, all right, let me check this out. He's like, yeah, go ahead, listen, real quick. Get all that knowledge you need to know, whatever, from your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
Very knowledgeable.
Yeah, very knowledgeable. Yeah, and thirsty.
Yes, always thirsty. Beer is 13.5%, by the way. I forgot to mention that. Which is interesting, because the regular bourbon county this year is actually at least the bottle I got was 15.1.
See, that's another reason why you probably, if you're a noob, people still use that word?
We'll use in this context.
Who gives a shit? If you're a noob, you probably shouldn't be drinking these back-to-back. You're probably like, this is just sweet. I can handle this, whatever. Because always, you know, you always get those one guys of every night. Oh, because that's what they were doing, that shit last night. You scared? The fireball shit. What, you scared? I don't need you to be scared or anything. I was like, I'm not scared. I just don't want to drink shit.
Yeah.
And it was like, and then he was like, no, you just scared. And I was just like, if that's what it takes for me not to drink it, then fuck it. I'm just not. I'm scared.
Yes, I'm frightened.
I'm frightened. I'm the bitch made. Yeah, please. I don't have to drink it no more, right? Because I'm terrified. I don't want to have that shit, whatever. I said, I was throwing up on Friday from cheese. I don't need to throw up from shitty whiskey.
No.
Yeah, because, and you know, we're talking about one of the miniature, but I'm like, man, I'm not.
No.
That's three gulps.
Yeah.
I don't want even
three
one.
Three gulps too many.
I don't even want to one gulp that shit or whatever, okay? You know, I don't want to one drop it. I don't want to do any drops or whatever, shit, okay? No, nothing at all. But this right here, this is.
So, what are you thinking? I'm thinking about a four.
You know, at first I was going to say, when I first sipped this or whatever, I was like, I could see this possibly being one of my favorite bourbon counties. But then the more I sip it now, I'm going like, not so much now, whatever.
Yeah.
It
would be up there if it had the classic bourbon county characteristics to go along with the other shit going on.
That's true, yeah. And, you know, I'm just kind of, I wouldn't say down on it, whatever. And more disappointed that the bourbon wasn't there.
You know, it reminds me of a beer from Deschutes called The Abyss. This reminds me of, which also has bark in it, too. It's really, it reminds me a lot of that beer.
You know, for me, the bark has faded away now. Stuff. Yeah. Let me take another sip and see if it went came back.
No, it's still very much from it for me.
Okay, never mind. It's right there then. Okay. It's still there.
Bourbon's just getting hidden too much. Because it's there a little bit. Like a tiny bit, but
that coffee, the coffee taste or whatever, it's just over-dominant.
I think the bark for me is.
The coffee for me is the over-dominant right there. Which, once again, I don't have a problem with it. It's just, if I didn't see that brand or whatever.
Yeah, stuff, you'd probably be higher.
This, I'd be like, oh, this is cool and stuff.
Considering.
It's bourbon.
Yeah, Bourbon County.
And not only that, you know, bourbon craft beer is my kind of my second next to sour ale favorites or whatever. I'm just like, yeah, you know, I want a little bit more of a, this is going to sound contradictory, but I want more of a bite in my bourbon, whatever.
No, I just want more of the bourbon, like the vanilla and the caramel and the toffee.
Because I do prefer
Oki characters.
I do prefer the vanilla and Oki or whatever, but I think I can sacrifice that for the chocolate that's in here. It's just not too much of the chocolate. I want it not this is too, I don't want to say too heavy or whatever and stuff, because I enjoy it, whatever, but like it's just too much.
Too much.
Lighten down a little bit or whatever and stuff.
Fair enough.
So I'm going I almost forgot my fucking rating system.
Sounds like a 3.5.
Yeah, I'm going to probably 3.0 drop. I'm going to 3 drop.
Whatever. 3 drop?
Yeah, I'm giving a third drop, whatever, right here. Okay. Yeah, it was at 3.5, whatever, at first, whatever, but yeah, not enough to get the last drops, but this is good enough for me to get the third drop right here.
This is considerable amount more than you do then, I guess. Interesting.
Which is shocking, because I thought I was going to like this more than you.
Oh, I dig this. I just said this would be, it would be taken over top if it was, like I said, the classic characteristics in there with the, along with the other shit.
Yeah. The coffee right now, after those multiple sips now, it's just overpowering for me or whatever.
That's fair.
And that's fair. You know what?
Cool thing about this, though, is the sipper, so we don't have to finish this shit right now. We got other shit to get to. And we have about 15 minutes.
Sorry.
25 minutes.
I was about to say, hold on, dude.
My math sucks.
You freaked me out right there or whatever. I was like, wait, hold on, what? Because I didn't look that way in a while. So I was like, I completely forgot that was there.
Yeah.
So when you said, I was like, wait, hold on, what?
I'm sorry.
Terrified. Me. I was looking like William Dafoe talking about, tell me how. What do you mean 15 minutes were? But yeah. Well, you go 3.5?
I'm going 4.
You're going 4? Yeah. Well, that's the last drop.
Yeah.
So you going last drop. Yeah, there's no 4.
Oh, there is no 4.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
You going last drop.
No, well, that, no, 3.5.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. No, it's not last drop.
I was like, you going last drop then? Okay.
No, wait, no, actually 3. If we're doing like that, it would be 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3.
Okay. That's why I was 3, yeah.
Okay, 3. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I thought.
Oh, so then we're on the same page.
We're on the same page.
I thought we were doing it. Okay. We're on the same page in here. Oh, yeah. 3 is still high.
Third drop. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is good, but I'm not recommending this to any normal person or whatever.
No, you couldn't. There's no. You got to be. You got to have some.
Alcohol tendencies?
Alcohol tendencies. Some mileage, I would say.
Mileage.
Mileage. Some notches on your belt.
How far is your mileage? You know?
Shit. Bro, I'll tell you. Since I turned 21, I was in it.
I mean, you are the godfather of craft beer. Yeah. I mean, so your mileage should be pretty fucking high.
I was in no time.
Man, we should get mileage points. I'm just
all right.
So I look this up, whatever. Like, what's the highest mileage or whatever you can have, whatever, and stuff. Like, we're at the last drop mileage.
Yeah, shit. This one, bad. Almost 9 years, a little over 8 years now.
You know, it was funny because we were talking about like people, because I was talking so much about whiskey yesterday at one of the parties or whatever I was at, and they were just like, they was like, oh yeah, you get no hangovers, blah, 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 whatever. They were like, but I bet your liver looked like shit, whatever. And I said, you know what? I've been drinking since 21 or whatever and stuff, and I've been drinking a lot of hard shit since then. If I ain't dead yet.
That's true.
Clearly, that must mean
my liver's hard as fuck back in the day.
Mid-20s or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, early mid-20s or whatever. I mean, 21 to 25 is like, ooh, that should be definitely.
Shit.
I'm going at 31 now, whatever. Yeah. I don't have any problems now. So, and then my homegirl, she was like, wait till you get to 35. I looked at her and said, I'm a black man in America. I wouldn't plan on making it that long anyway.
You got about, what, 4 years?
Everybody laughed, and I was just like, so I was like, so if I got to go out the way I love, so be it then.
Yeah.
So that's perfectly fine.
No problem with that.
I got no problem with that, whatever. I said, people get shot in school and shit like that. Yep. I'd rather die by alcohol, whatever. Give me an STD or die by accident, please. Thank you.
Yeah, alcohol poisoning, goddamn it.
That sounds great.
Day to week. Give me that shit.
It's like, oh, but it's so painful. Every death is painful.
I don't give a fuck.
Every death is painful.
Dying to one
another. Yeah. Death is painful. It's all painful. It hurts like shit, whatever and shit. But, you know, I'll just be like, hey, doc, just take that IV out of me.
Put that just numb me up.
Put that bourbon cap on.
Just about 1792 right there.
Yeah. Just pour that. Bury me with pillow talk.
Pillow talk. Yes. My bottle too, the one I signed right there.
Yeah. The one I signed. Yeah. I gotta tell you, it's hard as fuck to sign in the bottle, but first dude gave me a pen. I was just
get a pen. I'm sure like a Sharpie, I'm sure would get
I had to tell her, I was just like, can I get a Sharpie or something? I was like, this pen is like
basically right on glass. That little label ain't shit.
Yeah, like the pen wouldn't write, so I did the first one I did looked like shit, and I was just like, oh fuck. I was trying to go Avengers Endgame style when they did little photos
and
stuff like that, because you know, I got my own signature how I do it and stuff, and I was just like,
same here.
It did not fucking work on the fucking, I put JB and then I put like a little note or something like that or whatever. And then, you know, one guy put like the last drop on it, whatever, because he asked. He gets a drop of fame, by the way, whatever, and stuff like that. He bought a box too.
Oh, shit.
He bought a case. He bought, there had been like 8 or 12 bottles in there, whatever, and stuff. Yeah. And each one signed, whatever, and stuff. The last drop on it, whatever. So he gets a drop of fame, whatever, and stuff. You, oh, sir.
Shout out to my man right
you, there. You, sir, a Hall of Fame. Bonafide. We'll send you your ring in the mail. Mm-hmm. I don't know your address, but we'll send you one.
Hey, drinks on us.
Yeah. In June next year. Okay. So, but I guess it's hard as fuck to sign bottles with a pen. Like, I was like,
you can't.
Like, because you know how it does that pen fade out first? Yeah. And then it's like, because I do my J and I go all big ass loop, and I was just like, that didn't even fucking work. Whatever. I was like, this gonna look like shit. I'm sorry, dude, whatever. So I was like, man, can we just do a do-over or whatever? Can we just get you another? I'll take this bottle and you just get a do-over. Look like shit again. I was like, fuck me, dude. Somebody give me a Sharpie, please. Yeah.
Can't do anything other than a Sharpie.
Please, Sharpie all the way now, whatever stuff. And even with a Sharpie, you can't do it the way how you want to with the same. It's like,
at least it's better than a fucking pen,
though. It's way, because at least it's more legible or whatever, readable. So, for people, the group that I helped start or whatever, you know, one of the founders, if you will, the founding fathers, you know. Not you, Roka. You know, you ain't no father, founding father. You ain't found shit.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, you can't even find your hat, man. So, yeah, find that motherfucker. By the way, you know that they fucking have the audacity to say they do auditions for the Smowdown?
Oh, they do auditions now.
They said they've been doing it. It's like, oh, I've heard her say, oh, we send in tapes. First of all, I'm going to tell you this right now.
How do you audition for a goddamn tribute show?
I'll tell you this right now. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. You know why? You know, because you know that's bullshit? Because it's like,
I know why. But go ahead, explain.
How many non-talented camera people have I seen on that fucking camera just like...
Shit, pretty much all the new fucking
people. I'm going to say, it's like, they that won the audition.
I haven't watched the show in a while, but...
same here.
Since the last time I watched it, like, all that new shit, all the new talent, I'm like...
Like, when you look at your
some basic-ass dudes, some basic-ass personalities, got, like, zero charisma.
We're talking about Late to the Party.
Yeah. Come at on, least with the WWE, everybody has some sort of a personality. You might not like everybody.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Some might be better than others.
Might be a shit character.
Most of the motherfuckers have zero personality. It's like Joe Schmo off the fucking street. No pun intended. Off the fucking street.
It might be a shitty character, but you'd be like, at least they have a character. Yeah. So be like, okay, I'm going to point people out. Like, we're talking about like Race of the Party.
Yeah.
That's just Joe Blow right
they
here.
They got on because they were sucking their dicks from like the... From the beginning, reaction
videos. Reaction videos were...
That's the only reason they got
that's on. That's super high, whatever. It's just like... when I heard that, though, because, you know, I was listening to that song, I was like,
fuck that shit.
I was like, wait a minute. I was like, first of all.
Oh, shit, that's the case. We got plenty of auditions.
I was going to say, give me an audition. Give me an audition, because I would kill that shit in the audition. I was like, that audition would go really well. And I was like, I was like, I never knew that they did auditions for this. So I was thinking, I was just like, that's got to be bullshit. Because I was going to say, everyone must be passing these auditions. Mm-hmm. Because I was going to say, I've watched this show, and there's.
Sure, give us an audition.
Please. You thought Team Action was something. Now, Team Action, I'd be like, I can see they probably did an audition. They probably passed or whatever. That's all I can think of. Yeah. Anyway.
I was just like, basic.
I don't even know how to explain it anymore. But it was just like, they're just there.
Ain't
like
that a bitch.
Like, audition. I was just like, you want an audition?
Goddamn.
When is the auditions in?
Yeah.
I would be happy to sign fucking show up. Yeah. He's like, oh, some people send us tapes and stuff like that. Whatever. Oh, you want a tape?
Okay, we'll send you a fucking tape.
We'll send you a fucking tape. I'll bash everyone in that fucking league.
You goddamn right. You goddamn host.
Exactly. Chairman, all that shit, whatever.
Motherfuckers.
I just told Cody, I'd do a Harry Potter challenge on this fucking thing. Where I was like, now you know how good I was at fucking Harry Potter. Until now. I was like, put me in a fucking air and geek them in. Okay. Alexa does this shit, whatever. Not even to ask.
Hey, Alexa,
don't you talk. Don't you talk right now, damn it. Okay. Alexa, you stop. Okay. She does a Harry Potter quiz. Three questions, and if you get all three, you get a bonus round, whatever. I'm in second place right now out of the leagues or whatever, stuff like that. And I was like, only by 2 points, too. And I was like, you goddamn right I am, whatever, and shit. Some of the shit I even guessed on and got it right. I was just like, God. And my brother, his smart ass, because he's a big Harry Potter fan. He comes in or whatever and says, when they were asking me to set up my team and stuff like that, whatever, you can pick between, like, hard questions and light questions, whatever. And he comes in and just yells out, hard question. I was like, you motherfucker, you, whatever, and shit. And he just walks away. I was like, you little shit, you, whatever. And so I was like, man, I didn't realize I had this in the bag. I was like, God damn. I was like, I should watch them fucking movies because I was like, I know how good I was, God damn. So where the fuck is my audition for the Schmodown, whatever and stuff? God damn, that pissed me off. So I was like,
ain't that a fucking bitch?
There's a fucking audition? When's the next one then, whatever and shit? fuck it, just throw me in the draft and whatever shit. I know they're doing a draft next month, whatever. Well, I want to be in the draft now, whatever and shit. I want to be in the draft. Talking about they got the young. I was insulted. I'm not gonna lie.
Get this young, fresh talent here. Boring ass, talented, charismatic motherfuckers.
It's not even characters on most of that.
Ain't no character. There's some dude with a fucking internet channel like 100 followers, some shit like that. Like, okay, I guess.
Whatever. I thought we was just giving passes to friends.
And yeah, that's what I thought. It was just like, about who you knew.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever.
That's what it seemed like to me.
But if it's not that, then it's audition.
One of these fucking auditions. Jesus Christ. Who the fuck is running these auditions?
I want to know too. Yeah. Please send me the audition book then or whatever. I'd like to see that. Now, I want to be in this all whatever. Yeah. We would be the most hated team, which I'm perfectly fine with that.
That's
whatever.
What I want.
I want that too, whatever, and stuff like that. I want to be hated. Like motherfucker. Because we're going to win.
Yeah.
Because we're going to win.
We're going to win, and we'll be the most fucking entertaining thing there.
Thank you, yes.
By far.
We'll bring ratings.
Yeah, it was Team Actor. You broke them up for whatever fucking reason.
I got to tell you.
Who the fuck wrote that shit? I still don't get that.
Good Ben. Which, by the way,
that shit's terrible.
Which we converted, like, it was like, oh, Andrew's Cody and I'm Ben, whatever, and stuff like that. Or, no, actually, I take that back. Ben is me and Andrew is Cody, whatever, and stuff like that. I was just like, if that was me as a good guy, Cody would have left my ass, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, that sounds like such a lame-ass version. I was like, it is god-awful.
It's awful.
It's terrible.
That shit's still going, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to end so bad. I wanted to fucking end, dude. Like, when I listened to it, because I haven't watched the Smowdown matches or whatever, but when I listen to Ben, because he's been on SCN Live, I listen to him talk, I'm just like, yeah, you got to cut that shit, bro.
Yeah.
That shit sucks.
This bitch made shit.
Yeah, I don't want you as good guy, Ben. I want you as evil heel, Ben. That was entertaining as fuck, whatever shit, okay? You need to get back with Andrew Guy. You need to team up. You need to talk some shit, okay? That was entertaining. Yeah. I don't know what this is. Guy's still holding down.
Evil. I'm sure he is.
Yeah, yeah. Still evil as fuck. Yeah, whatever. Good. I love it. Good, good. Yeah.
I ain't worried about him.
Dastardly Andrew Guy. Mm-hmm. He's great, whatever. Cody would give him a run for his money, but that's fine, whatever shit. I just love the fucking Kane that he runs. It's like, fucking Kane, dude. I was just like, dude. That is like some heel shit. Cody probably show up with my Daft Punk helmet on and be like, I don't talk to nobody. Like, I don't talk to nobody. Just
got no more talk.
You know, interviews come and talking to me. He's like, it's done. You know what? I can see what we do too in the first dinner. We show up with the championship belts I have.
Yes.
It's like, we're already a big deal.
All right, championship. We got the belts. We're going to get them anyway. Just for the fuck of it.
It would probably be Dak Nito, probably our good manager for us.
He gets us.
Yeah. Totally understand it because we'd probably dress the same too. Tank tops and stars. We'd be like, yeah, this would be ultimate douchebags on this bitch. Like, yeah, I got this bead from the Himalayas. yeah, they specifically made this one for me, baby. Yeah. Everybody, nobody can get this. We'll sell RB3 some fake Yeezys. And feel good about it too. Whatever, and be like, yeah, take these motherfuckers.
Yeah. Just for you, RB3. Yeah.
Yeah, you motherfucker. You know. Anyway, though, he ain't from Compton. Make that my first match. How about that?
Compton special.
I'll challenge you. We'll have a Compton show. All right. How about that? How about that then?
This year, Compton.
Yeah. Give us the because a lot of movies been shot in Compton, whatever, stuff like that. So, yeah. And then Ava DuVernay's the director of Compton, whatever. So you give us a Compton trivia show then. Let's see who wins that, whatever. That'll be my introduction to there. How about that then? And Cody can go against Guy, whatever, for the rights of that character.
Yeah, God damn right. Fucking my shit.
Really fucking did. But anyway, jacket and all, too. Yep. I got to tell you, that's like, these motherfuckers. Dude. It's almost like they were listening to us and then decided, we don't want them, so we'll just create.
Yeah.
And he's like, ain't that a bitch or whatever and shit?
Motherfucker.
Well, fuck that then. They made me all tall and pale or whatever. I was just like, they knew my dream.
Yeah.
They got a color dude that's like Cody skin tone.
Yeah,
or whatever.
He really is.
Perfect facial features and shit. It's just like, wow. It's like
the Asian version of me. Is a bitch.
Yeah, I was like, man. Okay, well, whatever. So let's go ahead and pop open the 1792 Bottle and Bond store pick. Ooh, oh, that was a weak cork pop. Hold on. First of all, what do you think of that bottle, Cody?
I love all the 1792 bottles.
The bottles are great.
The bottles are awesome.
Yeah. There we go. That's a much better pop right there. So, yeah, people, if you don't know, the group that I helped found it or whatever, you know, started, named this or whatever, we had a store pick came out yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I was one of the few that was lucky enough to try that barrel.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir. And get to be on the voting process to pick that barrel to be sold in stores. And yesterday, that bottle got released. And I was able to show. I randomly showed up. That was not planned or whatever.
Oh, so, it wasn't planned.
No, it was not planned at all or whatever. So I randomly just showed up or whatever to see how. I wanted to see what it looked like. I want to see how things were. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm creeping in here. I'm like Jeff Goldblum mm-hmm. on the show. I'm just like
Michael Myers.
They don't know I'm coming up in here. It's basically like that shot when I stuck my head through that dude's patio set or whatever. I was like, hey, I'm here now. It was just like that. And then the store was packed. A ton of people in there. They're all chatting, drinking, stuff like that, talking, whatever and stuff. And next thing you know, they were like, I'm going to get that pillow talk right there. Mm-hmm. And then that's when the word got out, one of the founders, right? And I just said, I'm here. And then this dude straight up literally just said, handed me a bottle and a pen. I just looked at him. I was just like, I didn't know what the fuck he was looking for. I was just like, oh, I was holding something in my hand. I was like, oh, shit, I know what this is. I was like, you want to sign? And then that's when everybody lined up and stuff. Photos started getting. I was just like, damn, this was not planned at all, whatever and stuff. We had people buying boxes of it and stuff. The pillow talk. Mm-hmm. And by the way, people, this is Whiskey of the Year, voted by Jim Murray himself. Mm-hmm. Man don't know shit, but still, whatever.
Don't know a fucking thing.
No, he's man. Old and outdated now.
My name is, by the way.
Thank you. Hey, we're good. Yeah, so this one Whiskey of the Year, and now you can look at it and go like, huh.
Oh, shit.
That's the godfather of whiskey.
That's right.
That's his drink right
see
there.
See the girl in that skeptically clad red, whatever the fuck she's wearing.
I don't know what dress. You call that.
Yeah. Not a dress.
Yeah. A hoe outfit.
Yeah, maybe she's an out fucking
hoe outfit.
Yeah. She's like, good, though.
Yeah, she do. I'd hit that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd hit anything. Yeah. I'd hit that pillow over there.
Yeah. No time
to waste. Yeah. I mean, I'd hit that pillow and
can't
talk to it.
These days.
I'd hit that pillow and talk to it. So, yeah. And that's where the name came from. And then she's talking about, yeah, give me that foolproof. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got your foolproof. Don't you worry about at all that right there. So, yes. And I love it, too, because another guy was there. He was just like, how many bottles could you own with your name on it? And I just looked at him and I was just like, I never thought of that, sir. Mm-hmm. But you're speaking too much sense to me right now.
The light bulbs, Peter Buck.
It just popped and I was like, my name kind of is. I said, God damn it,
you're associated with that bottle now.
Oh, I am associated with this bottle. This is my bottle right mm-hmm. here. And it got me so hyped up. Now I'm ready to drink this 1792. It's not the same one. It's the bottle. No. It's a bottle and bond one.
Right.
But this was, I think it's a tie between this and the sweet wheat mm-hmm. one. But we'll go ahead and.
Fresh.
Yeah, it actually is fresh. It feels like a barrel was just opened.
Mm-hmm.
It smells like a mountain spring water.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's real bright.
Yeah.
It's real like light, citrusy sort of notes.
It's colorful.
Real spritzy.
You'll never hear us ever say this in the nose. Hey, we're smelling again. Because these are new words.
No, we've had whiskey that has sort of bright sort of notes.
But this one is like... This one is like really just...
You know,
this is a nose opener.
I wouldn't really pair this with winter season.
No.
But it works. I'm just going to drink shit anyway. I'm sure it's going to be good. But
I could give this a fall. Not wintery or whatever.
I would say spring.
I could give this a fall mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah. I can see. I can give it spring too. Spring. I can give it all season.
Well, shit, we're going to drink this all season. We don't give a fuck. I'm saying.
You're just giving a note.
Yeah.
But no. No, this... Oh, man, when you get a deep... You're not fully clean until you're zestfully clean.
I was just about to say, this shit is zesty as a motherfucker.
Man.
I'm just smelling light, bright fruits.
Yeah.
Real citrusy.
Very tropical. It's open air. You know what? Fuck all this.
Smells like a nice ocean breeze right here.
Yeah.
Get to that bourbon.
I'm about to say, that finishes.
That little burn in there, right?
Man.
I like that.
And it lingers too, whatever. And it's just like, I was not getting none of the nose. Nope. That caught me off guard
for a second
right there. Damn. Yeah, you know, that alcohol is light on the nose there, but that shit stays in your esophagus right mm-hmm. there. And then it spreads around the gums and stuff like that. Hold on. Man.
Yeah, let that linger a little bit.
I was not expecting that. That caught me off guard a little bit.
6 minutes.
Mm. Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Get that. Through. That's a good bottle and bond right there.
It's nice.
That's a nice store pick right there.
Aftertaste.
Hold on, yeah. What is that on the tongue right there? The tip right there. Hold on, what is that?
I can't quite. Hold on, let me get another sip.
I'm taking little. The funny thing is, I'm taking tiny sips too. Yeah. And that shit's lingering. I'm taking baby sips and it's lingering. So the bourbon is definitely there. The alcohol is kicking in. That tip of the tongue right there. I don't know what the hell that is though.
I would say that's the most unique thing about this whiskey is wherever the hell that is on the finish. I can't point it out.
No.
Because everything else is good. It's not mind-blowing.
No.
It's not like fucking me up. Like, oh my God, this is the best bourbon I had all year. No.
No.
It's really good though.
I don't even think this will make my top five.
Probably not. That's all we try to do.
No. This ain't even top five. That shit. It might not even be top 10.
Probably not.
No.
No.
But it's solid.
This is really good. It really gets your job done.
I tell you this. If I had to get a new person into bourbon, this is something I would lightly hit them with. Yeah. Because I wouldn't start them off with something like Booker's. Way too powerful. It's like kind of like a bourbon counter or stuff. Wouldn't give them that. No. That's too bourbon. Booker's would like hit you right in the fucking chest and you'd be like, ooh, oh, you know, stuff like that. This is the perfect right bourbon right here to give to a beginner. This is a very beginner bourbon right here.
Because it has a great nose.
Mm-hmm.
The flavor is not too crazy. It's not overpowering.
The smell won't scare them away.
No, it won't.
Because when I was pouring people that Four Roses last night, some of the girls, they were sniffing and it was like, whoa, that smells like battery acid or something.
And you know the difference when you're trying something that's made with care?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to like some mass-produced shit like I do with Jack Daniels or fucking
Jimmy.
You know when you smell it. Obviously, when you taste it, when you smell it, you're like...
Or even Slaughterhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some of the shit we've had recently on here or whatever. It's just like, eh. fucking bitch. they made another top 10 list of whiskeys of the year. That list is shit, by the way. It is shit.
Is that like the only thing they drank that year? That would be the only way that
came
makes
in,
sense.
That came in at number 8 on that top 10 list. I was like, suck my dick.
That shit is bottom 10 probably.
Easily fucking bottle 10 of the year or whatever. First of all, that top 10 list was terrible, by the way. It was like
what
god
was number one?
Number one was Dickel's.
I didn't hear of that.
It sucks ass. Shit. It's like okay. I'll never give you that. Let's just say that. You're gonna be looking at me.
That's
all
I need to know.
You're gonna be like, what the fuck you gave me? Look, I'd rather give you just Evan Williams and you can get that shit for $11 or whatever. And you'd be like, yeah, it's a sour
match. Oh, yeah.
Tastes fucking better than this shit. Yeah. Especially if I made you a cocktail out of it. You'd be like, oh, this is really good. And I'd give you that Dickel's. So you'd be like, what's so goddamn... You'd probably give that a 1.5 drop.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Well, why would I even give you that? That's number one, yeah. Number three was the Four Roses Small Batch Select. The new one came out. That's the most decent one I saw on that whole list. And even that, I was just like, how did that come at number three of the whole year?
Right.
I was like, man, that's like number 10 at the most, whatever and shit. I love that Four Roses. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I love Four Roses.
Yeah. But that shit ain't even competition with the 2019 limited edition one that came out this year. I'm just like, that's not even in the same realm. So I don't know how the fuck that worked out right there, whatever. Whoever came with that list sucked dick, I guess, or whatever. But the fact that once I saw Matsui's production line there for the Curiosity shit, I was just like, yeah, this list is already discontinued here. This is definitely an introductory, though.
Oh, so
bourbon right here.
Yeah.
So I think it's fine. I'm going into like a 2.5 drive.
2.5.
Yeah.
Three is the highest, but I think 2.5.
Yeah, I think 2.5 is right. I don't know if I could give it 3.0 or whatever and stuff. It's a single barrel select or whatever. So
yeah, because it's not doing anything
out
of the ordinary or crazy.
It's not hitting me hard or whatever.
No.
When I want my bourbon, I want me to hit me like, ooh.
Yeah, and the flavor notes, it's typical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the aroma is the best thing about this bourbon.
Yeah. The aroma, actually, I think the aroma is better than the juice.
I think so.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Everything about it, the presentation, the aroma, everything beats the juice. The juice is fine, whatever. The juice is loose on this.
It gets the job done.
Yeah, the juice and the goose are loose.
Yeah.
That's what I'm naming
juice
it.
Goose loose.
I'm naming the show that.
Love it. Love it.
They're loose and perfect introductory in the bourbon though, whatever. I definitely would give this to a beginner. Because like I said, I was giving people that four and they were sniffing it right away and they was like, whoa, no, but this one if I gave you they would sniff this. Go ahead and try that. Oh, if you're gonna do it then fuck that then. Shit,
like a drop.
Yeah, it really wasn't that much.
Yeah, I think let's try that.
Probably should have poured this into that. Yeah, you should have poured the beer into the glass, the whiskey glass.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you can't even taste it, really, yeah. So we fucked up there. Should have poured it in that, but...
Hey, experimentation.
Anyway, though, people, so that is the last mixed match that's of the it. Year, whatever, and we about to wrap things up because we about 20 seconds here, so like, as always, so we gave that 3.0
in
the Bourbon County.
Bourbon County 3.0, this
792, 2.5, and nobody makes the last drop of the drop of fame, but like always, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.